New York Governor David Paterson says support is growing for his proposal of a land swap to move a proposed Islamic cultural center and mosque away from its site two blocks from the World Trade Center. Speaking this morning on WOR Radio, the governor encouraged developers to take up his idea.
It would be very foresighted in the midst of this, you know, clearly this national episode, if they took the lead here. And I've always believed that sacrifice ignites compassion.
Former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani also thinks the mosque and cultural center should be moved. Speaking on NBC's Today show, he said if it isn't, it will become a place of division, not one that promotes religious tolerance. Joining us with the latest on this ongoing controversy is WNYC's Arun Venugopal. Arun, is the governor's idea of a land swap gaining any traction?
Well, I think it's gaining traction amongst people who generally oppose it anyways. You heard that phrasing he used, if they would take the lead here. Basically, he's been trying for a couple of weeks, and he's trying and trying, and clearly
in the public sphere, he has not met.
This is one of those sort of, this is a very, strategic move, I think, on his part to just float this balloon repeatedly, and the press is lapping it up, and, you know, you try to ask the developers, you don't hear anything back from them. Associates of the developers tell me there is no way this is going to happen. But basically, it's getting a lot of traction, as you say, with former Mayor Giuliani, other people. The Archbishop, Timothy Dolan, comes out. You know, I don't know what he has to do with this, but basically he's come out in support of this idea. So you have a lot of people who might other be on the fence or who are opposing you say, yes, move. And so it sort of, moves that ball ahead without really getting any genuine kind of reception from the people who are central to this. That's the mosque people themselves.
And I understand the New York Civil Liberties Union has weighed in.
Well, their point is, listen, they're kind of saying, like, if you are going to talk about a land swap, there better not be any sweetheart deals here, because basically this is a very special, a clear issue of, you know, a state church divide. And if they're saying you better sell this at market rates. So the question is, can you make it actually, attractive to them? I don't know.
And can Governor Paterson actually do this, offer state land to get them to move without opening it up for bidding? Very good question. You went down to the site of the proposed mosque on Park Place or Park Place.
Yeah.
And it seems to have become something of an attraction.
Yeah. If you walk there on the sidewalk, otherwise, this is really a pretty unremarkable building. It's rather ugly. The place where this is, this Burlington Coat Factory, this old place, is all boarded up. The windows are boarded up. But now you have these three people out in front who support the mosque, and they're holding these signs saying support freedom of religion, America supports all faiths. They're standing there. That draws attention from passersby. You have people shouting at them from their cars, walking by and kind of screaming at them, engaging in arguments with them. Here's one argument that you could hear between these two sides.
House, they have a right to be here like anybody else.
If this were a Christian church, you wouldn't be here right now. This is a Muslim thing. You're being anti-Muslim when you're saying this shouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess like I'm being anti-murderer,
You're saying Muslims are murderers. They're terrorists.
No, no.
Who are radicals.
No, I'm against evil.
Themselves
I'm against evil.
That's a guy named Matt Sky, the guy who's defending this project, this mosque and Islamic community center. It's interesting. You have these kind of heated debates, but you also have people who I saw who are fairly cordial. They agree to disagree. I saw people sort of shaking hands at the end and walking on. Interesting place.
This kind of debate on the street is going to take on an entirely different dimension this Sunday when dueling rallies are planned at the World Trade Center site.
Yeah, you have this annual event that's been going on for since 9/11, I guess, really, where it's people who are, there's this thing called the Coalition to Honor Ground Zero. They have this annual motorcycle ride from across the country. They all come to Ground Zero. This time they're saying they want all the riders to not just do that, but to move on to this particular location where this mosque and community center are going to be built. And a block or two away, you're going to have this other group, a very new group. It's called the New York City Coalition to Stop Islamophobia. They've started a Facebook group. There's a woman named Elaine Brower. She's a Staten Island resident. She was instrumental in supporting the mosque, the proposed mosque in Staten Island there that really hasn't materialized. She's the mother of a Marine. She's really supports the rights for them. And, you know, I asked her why it's so hard for people to come out in support of this mosque, and this is what she had to say.
When you look at their websites, they talk about raising arms against the government, raising arms against Muslims. So I think people sort of retreat into a corner.
Whose website is she talking about?
She's talking about the opposition. In general, you have very strong sort of statements being made by people who oppose the mosque. And she's saying that is kind of driving supporters of the mosque sort of underground. They're not really willing to come out in support of the mosque.